This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Millions of kids in the U.S. have been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. ADHD makes it difficult to concentrate, pay attention, be organized, and remember details. Rich Schramm is the founder of I Got This, an app that helps kids with ADHD stay focused and motivated, and the app's currently being beta tested. And Rich joins us this afternoon to talk about helping kids with ADHD and the I Got This app. And you can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Rich, good to see you this afternoon.
Hi, thanks, Mark.
What prompted you to develop this in the first place? What got you going on this project?
Well, I've got three kids with ADHD, and I have ADHD myself, and was probably the poster child.
You're speaking from experience then.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. So I've seen it as a father and as a child and as an adult with ADHD. So, you know, that was kind of the impetus for me to try to build something that was designed for my kind of family.
Yeah. And you have a technical background, right?
That's correct. So, okay. Yeah. 25 years in IT. And, you know, and that was the thing we started with. We were like, you know, there's got to be an app for this. And, you know, I went out and looked, and there wasn't. I mean, there's some smaller point solutions out there that do one thing or another, but there was no solution out there that was designed for my kind of family. And so, you know, we took the leap about 18 months ago and decided that it needed to be done. So we built it, and now we're ready to release it onto the world.
Who's been involved besides yourself in creating this?
It's been my wife and my family, and I've had some partners in the development of the process, but it's mostly been a family affair.
Now, why is it that kids with ADHD, why are they more likely to have low self-esteem?
Well, there's really two reasons. The first is they continue to experience this small series of failures, and they're small failures generally. It's, you know, you forgot this, you lose attention, you're whatever it is that these symptoms are with ADHD. And, you know, a lot of times it's forgetting your lunch or, you know, forgetting your books or whatever. And when I was a kid at school, I mean, here in Cincinnati, they, you know, they literally tried to beat that out of me, you know, by giving me swats when I would forget things. But you know, they experience these small stream of failures. And so, you know, that grates at the self-esteem. And then the second thing is, we tell these kids that they have this deficit, this disorder, that there's something wrong with them. And there's really nothing could be farther from the truth. These kids are actually really exceptional. They have brains that can go 100 miles an hour in three different directions at the same time. And, you know, some of the greatest people in the history of the world, Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison, and people like today, Richard Branson, Bill Gates, these people have ADHD, and they've used that as an engine to achieve incredible things. And, you know, one of our missions is to make sure that these kids understand that they're exceptional. They're amazing, and there's nothing wrong with them. Their brain just works a little bit differently, and they just need a tool to help them stay focused on doing the ordinary things in an ordinary world when they're really extraordinary kids.
Yeah, it's harnessing that energy.
Exactly.
Okay. So how exactly does this app work? What are the features in it?
Well, it's actually three things. It's an app, and it's a mission, and it's a community. And as an app, what it does is it basically lets kids stay on track by providing a system of what we call fail-safe reminders. So a parent will go in and they'll set up a series of tasks that they want the kid to accomplish. And that might be a checklist for, you know, going to bed. It could be taking out the garbage, whatever chores that the parent wants to assign, or it could be school-related things. And the child will receive an alert before that task is due, reminding them that it's coming up. They'll receive another alert when it's time, and they'll continue to get alerts until they've actually started that task. And then once that task has been started, they'll continue to get what we call focus alerts throughout the time of that task saying, you know, you should be working on your bedtime checklist, or you should be working on your homework. So if they get distracted while they're actually doing that task, it'll pull them back in. And then once they've marked that task as complete, then they earn tokens. And those tokens can be redeemed in the app for rewards that parents set up. So a parent could go in and set up a reward for, you know, you can choose what's for dinner, go take a trip to the zoo or see a movie or a new video game, whatever it is that motivates your kids. And these kids can earn these tokens for starting and completing tasks on time. But for the parents, what's really great about this is they are getting real-time alerts as the kids are starting or completing, or more importantly, not completing.
So they've got this remote oversight going on at the same time.
Exactly. And so you don't have to stand over top of your kid and give them the what my kids lovingly refer to as digititis, right? The, did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do this? You can basically step back and let your kids be successful on their own, and that helps build self-esteem as well. And you only need to step in when you're seeing that things aren't getting started or aren't getting completed.
That sounds like that's a very important component
exactly.
of this whole thing. Now, there are also motivational messages.
Yes. Part of our mission, again, so like I said, it's a community, it's a mission, and it's an app. As part of our mission, we're really trying to change the world for families and kids with ADHD and provide very positive messaging and let these guys know that there's nothing wrong with them, that they're awesome and amazing. And so throughout the app, you know, on a regular basis, they'll receive these messages that say, you know, something inspirational about why what they have is a great thing. And we also have an email service that goes out to the parents. That's the same thing, but it also provides tips and tricks and all kinds of informational goodies that help parents that have kids with ADHD live a better life and learn some stuff at the same time.
So do you wish that this app had been out when you were a kid?
Oh, my gosh, yes, certainly.
Yeah, because I have to ask you, it sounds like it could benefit – a lot of us are unfocused and disorganized, not just because of ADHD. There are a lot of things that cause those particular conditions.
Yeah.
So this sounds like this would be useful for anybody.
Oh, absolutely.
Who's unfocused or disorganized.
And it's not just designed for kids either. I mean, I designed this for myself as well as my kids. And so there's actually – parent or adult focused features. Like we have planning wizards that will walk you through setting up a plan for holidays or doing a vacation or whatever it is. So you know, it could walk you through the, for an example, setting up U.S. holidays, and it'll say, are you going to celebrate Valentine's Day? Yes. Are you going to go to dinner? Yes. Then you need to make your reservation back in December, and you need to do this and do that. And it'll suggest tasks for you so you can, as an adult, get your life set up, and whether that's, you know, doing your taxes or home maintenance, these types of things. So there's some things in there that are very much designed for adults as well as children. But you're right. It can be used by any kind of family. You don't have to have ADHD for this to be very useful for your family. I very purposely designed it to be very broadly used by families that just need to get stuff done.
Can you tie this app into a system, a home system with audio?
Yeah, actually, so what we're doing is part of the additives, that positive messaging, we're going to actually be doing an app for Alexa and for Google Home. So you'll be able to talk to your Alexa and say, Alexa, you know, what is – first you can say, ask I Got This to inspire me, and it'll give you an inspirational message. But you'll also be able to say, what is Timmy's next task? And it will tell you what that is, and then Timmy can say, Alexa, check off the task, blah, 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 and it'll do that. So, yeah, we're integrating with smart assistants as well.
You know, some people would say that the video games and smartphones are overstimulating kids with ADHD. So is there a little bit of a counterintuitive element with your app?
Well, you know what? We think that kids nowadays – all kids are, you know, they have a phone and they have it in their pocket with them at all times. And, you know, you can say what you will about it, but if it's used the right way, it's really a personal assistant. And that's what we've tried to create is a personal assistant in the pocket for these kids that can be with them at all times and meet them where they're at, which is on their mobile phone, which is where they spend so much of their time. So we think it's the appropriate use of that technology to really elevate them and help them become more successful and more productive.
So you've started beta testing on this?
Yeah, we're signing people up for beta testing right now. We're still finishing up the alpha testing right now internally, and we're expecting to start beta testing probably within the week. So we're signing people up right now. They can go to igotthis.com, and there's a link up at the top that says sign up, and they can sign up to be a a beta tester.
How many beta testers would you like to have on this?
I'd like to have thousands. Right now, we're signing up really about hundreds a day of people are coming to the site from the publicity that we've recently gotten. And the feedback has been phenomenal from these parents and coaching organizations. I really feel like—
Tell us a little bit about some of that feedback.
Yeah. I mean, we've had people from the CDC, you know, saying that they've heard about it and want to participate. We've had parents of kids with, you know, all over the country, all over the world. I mean, I've had people from Sweden and, you know, Europe and Australia signing up that want to do this. And the message is really all the same that, you know, I'm frustrated and I'm tired and I'm worried about my child. He's, you know, I can see his self-esteem getting beat up. I can, you know, I just see it in his eyes, what's going on. And, you know, I know he wants to be successful, but we don't know how to do it. And we don't know what to do. And we need something. And I heard about this and it sounds like just like what we're looking for. And we can't wait to try it. Can you please put me at the top of your list?
So
it's really gratifying.
That is neat. They're looking at this as a form of relief for themselves and
absolutely.
Their kids.
Not just for their child, but for the whole family. Because, I mean, ADHD affects the entire family. It's not something that a kid has. It's something that a family has. And parents struggle with it. I mean, with the, you know, they feel like they've done something wrong. They feel like, you know, if they were better parents or, and that's not right. It's a neurological condition. It has a biological brain difference in there. And again, it doesn't make their kids wrong or that there's something wrong with the kids that they have this disorder. It's just their brains wired differently and it can lead to incredible things. I mean, these kids have higher levels of creativity. They have higher levels of curiosity and energy. And we always focus on the downside, right? It's like judging a Lamborghini by how well it seats a family of five and tows a boat, right? It's not a minivan. It's a supercar. And, you know, that unfortunately, that's the way we look at things.
So how long will the beta testing be going on?
We're going to have the beta testing going on through probably mid-May, you know, and assuming that things go the way we hope, we should be able to be launching at mid to end of May.
So where will it be available once it is available?
Well, you'll be able to get it in the App Store,
okay.
But you'll need to come to our site to sign up for the actual account. So you'll go to igotthis.com and be able to sign up your family and then download the app from the App Store or the Google Play Store. It'll be available on Android and iOS, but it's also a web app as well. So it's on a lot of different platforms.
So, Rich, what are some things that parents do? You've got about 30 seconds here.
Sure.
What are some tips for parents to communicate better with their kids with ADHD?
Clarity and conciseness, I think, is two very important things. You need to be extremely clear with what your expectations are for the kids, you know, what it is that you want them to do, and you need to keep it as simple and concise as possible so that they understand what the expectation is. These kids want to be successful. They just a lot of times don't know exactly what it is that is expected of them. And when they have that information very clearly, then they're usually a lot more successful.
Rich Schramm, thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you being here.
Rich is the founder of I Got This, an app designed to help kids with ADHD, and you can find a link to more information at WVXU.org.